It's Get Well Wednesday. And it is brought to you by Crest Pro Health HD. Crest Pro Health HD is a breakthrough two-step system that isolates key ingredients for outstanding oral care results. Upgrade from ordinary toothpaste to new Crest Pro Health HD. Our doctor this morning is Dr. Herb Lady. How do you pronounce your name?
Ashe. Very easy.
Ashe, a.k.a. Ashe. Dr. Herb Lady, author of the Womb Detox Diet.
Yes.
What is that?
And the maker of some of the best soaps I've ever had in my life.
Oh, thank you so much, Sybil. Thank you so much. Well, you know, truly, I work with detoxing in all parts of the body, but we have an epidemic within our community of women having issues with their wombs and losing their wombs. By the age of 65, about 8 out of 10 African-American women will have had a hysterectomy. So that's why I work with that. What I wanted to talk to you about today is heal Flint naturally, because I'm from Flint, Tom.
Oh.
And what is happening in Flint with the lead contamination in the water is just incredible. And so what I've developed is a Heal Flint Naturally initiative so that we can, as natural practitioners, bring forth food is your medicine and medicine is your food to help people in Flint use food to heal themselves from the issues that they're having from the lead contamination.
You can't take out the lead contamination, but you can
mitigate.
Okay. With natural herbs for the body.
And
to
food.
Fight the lead poisoning.
Right, right. You know, cuz vitamin C is one of the things that can help, but also we can work with homeopathic remedies, which also work on, you know, microscopic areas of helping to draw and pull. We can work on the skin because, you know, they're having all kinds of, my family is still there, you know, all my cousins, everybody.
How they doing?
There. They're not doing too good at times. You know, people just wake up or just walk and all of a sudden they got a blister them popped out on them and it's painful and they got to go have it lanced. You know, they don't feel good. They have diarrhea or, you know, they're having a problem. In fact, my sister is talking about how women go to this grocery store and everybody's standing around trying to figure out what they can buy to cook for their family that doesn't need to be washed. Mm. So it's really a situation that you wouldn't see in this country. And, you know, the media is kind of, you know, going down on it just a little bit.
So what are some of your remedies?
Well, you know what? We're going to be making, like, you know, garlic. Garlic works for everything. Garlic paste, garlic salves, giving garlic as a daily food.
A supplement.
To eat. Mm-hmm. You know, and, yeah, all of those kinds. Castor oil. Castor oil helping to draw and pull. Apple cider vinegar. So myself and several other natural health practitioners, we're going to be there on the 8th and the 9th of April, and we're going to conduct some seminars, all-day seminars, showing you how to use food as your medicine, and medicine is our food.
Dr. Herb Lady, I talked to the mayor the other day.
Good.
And
she's a big one.
And she said the children who have tested for lead poisoning, they have the problem of developmental skills, physical and developmental skills. And she said that one of the things that has been recommended is to give the children as much calcium, and calcium will help them with their developmental problems.
And you know, and that means that if you got to do calcium, you got to do magnesium, because all of those things are balanced. So you got to be eating collard greens and turnip greens and kale every day, you know.
But as you say, they're worried about washing it. So
that's it. But you know, these days they have a competition because you can buy the ones that's pre-washed, right?
Right.
You know, but how much of it can you have for everybody? All of those pre-washed bags. So we have to give them hope and give them an opportunity to feel like they can have a way out of this through their own hands. Because, you know, if you don't have hope, you don't have anything.
So what's the best way to start?
The best way to start is that, you know, when we go there, and I already put up a Facebook page with natural remedies. We're setting up a site for natural remedies, and we're going to work with people on using basic foods. So when you go to the grocery store, get apple cider vinegar, get garlic cloves, and crush garlic cloves with lemon and eat that every day. We all grew up taking cod liver oil, you know. We have to go back to some of the remedies and the ways of our elders and our grandmothers, because
the remedies that don't taste well.
Yeah.
Stuff is nasty.
But nasty can be good. Okay.
Nasty is good for you, you know. Yes. And, you know, so I have a huge list with this whole initiative, Heal Flint Naturally, that people can either, we have a Amazon wish list that people can buy, because I'm going to be going there and showing people how to do this. And it's, you know, it's not something, it's a skill that we've lost on how to make things to heal our bodies, you know?
All right.
And so that's what we're going to be doing. We want to get people to, if they want to, they can go to the wish list. Otherwise, they can just go to herbsister.com. I have a Heal Flint Naturally page, and they can look at what they can do to help. And, Tom, you need to come down there with me.
All right.
That's awesome.
I can't come this weekend, but I would love to help.
April 8th and 9th.
Oh, April 8th and 9th.
April 8th and 9th.
Let me check it out.
Yes.
I'll get back with you.
Okay.
All right.
Heal Flint Naturally.
All right. And you'll be around to answer questions?
Yes. And what I want to is anybody who can't do anything, because people don't know what to buy, they can buy any of my detox products, and we will be donating in their name to the Heal Flint Naturally Initiative and put their name up there at the Grace Cathedral Community Church, where we're going to be having this whole weekend of seminars. Sybil, you might want to come. I'm going to be teaching people how to make soap.
Oh, you want the Herb Lady soap? Trust me on that.
The Herb Lady. She'll be around to answer your questions at 646-464 for the next hour, 23 before the hour.